Macaulay Culkin is going to talk on behalf of Michael Jackson in court.
That's weird. Does anyone care?
Nobody cares.
Nobody's talking about it.
In fact, we just had a dinner thing tonight. Nobody talked about it.
I remember when the OJ trial was going on, everywhere you went, somebody was bringing up the OJ trial and what new testimony and what new evidence and whatever. Nobody cares. The only time Michael Jackson trial gets brought up is in a joke. You're either watching a comedian or somebody's making some, like, who's bad
and this joke. Is it weird that they're making all these jokes and you're talking about kid touching? You're talking about fucking little boys? Is that weird that late night shows are making jokes?
All they're doing is making jokes. It's
maybe
not like,
us, we're scumbags, but not NBC.
Not The
right?
View.
Right, The View shouldn't be making jokes about fucking kids. And it's all funny.
It's really weird. Even the newspaper, when they're actually literally telling the story of, like, here's what happened at the trial today, this is, like, real news, they still have a meter called he's bad or, what's the other thing? They're using puns.
Yeah.
That's a pun, right?
Yeah. I forget what it was, but I was joking. Like, they have smooth criminal or he's bad.
Yeah, that's it. You're using funny things to describe a very serious trial. This guy might have touched several kids who've trusted him. Mind you, it all seems a little weird, and you know he's going to get off anyway because everybody's case seems to just be falling apart. And now if Macaulay Culkin is...
I can't wait for those jokes, you know? That's what Michael did when he was home alone. There's something in there. There's something good in there.
Totally, totally. And it's and they do it as simply and as easily as they put, like, the... when they write cash and they turn the S into a dollar sign. Like, that's how cute they make the Michael Jackson story also, with all these puns and, like, little symbols. He's bad.
Right.
Good. It's a serious trial.
And then they go, you're guilty. And he's going to be like, I told you I'm bad.
And he'll add the hee-hee. And then he'll do the moonwalk.
Right out the courtroom.
Right out the courtroom.
And then nobody saw him again.
Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us. It's the Keith and the Girl Show.
Yeah, we are at dinner.
We went to a bridal shower, a baby shower.
A baby shower, but I went because now it's the future and dudes go to bridal showers.
Baby showers.
Baby showers.
Although sometimes people go, guys go to bridal showers too, which I think is very weird.
What's the difference?
Bridal showers when you're getting married and it's just the girls, like a bridal shower.
Like a bachelor party.
No, because we get a bachelorette party too.
Oh.
So that's,
you guys get a lot of stuff.
I know, it's really weird.
I guess you'd have that thing for 9 months, you get two more things, that's fair.
Right, but we're not even having babies at that point. Anyway, this is a baby shower, and now baby shower, like, you bring your fella too.
It's weird. This is the second one I went to. It's weird.
Wasn't it not weird that you were
there?
No,
it was fun. No, it was fun.
It was fun. It was just like another dinner.
Right.
And
But no dudes care when you're showing the presents you got. Oh, look how cute. It's so small. Can you believe a little small human? Us is going to be in one of those, but a small version.
Isn't that cute? I know.
A mobile. Aww. And it has it for your stroller. Aww.
Everything is aww. And I fall for it every single time. Every time they open a present, I just go right into my girly thing. And I'm like, oh my God. And I actually mean it. You know, a lot of times I think that stuff is forced because it's like, okay, this is the 20th present.
You think, like, our parents, our dads would, like, see me go into this and be like, do you understand what we did for you?
Yeah.
You know, now you're just undoing everything. You didn't have to go there. You guys didn't even have to be in the delivery room. You just started pussing out.
I don't think my dad still goes.
You could have met at the bar.
My dad doesn't go, I don't think. Well, because usually it's done, like, at hours that you need to be working also.
But did you notice, though, during the dinner, there's no way I had that many phone calls.
What'd you do?
Did you see me get up and answer my cell phone like 20 fucking times?
Oh, I just thought you needed to pee.
Oh, no, I was peeing a lot, but I answered my phone like 10 times and only one was legit.
What do you mean?
I was farting the whole day.
I thought you went to fart.
The whole day.
Because when you came back one time, the fart followed you.
You can only stay away for so long.
But that was pretty good, baby. I didn't
smell farts. Thank you very much. It's this fucking diet.
It's not the diet. It's the fact that you got off the diet.
That I got off the diet. And what is this Body for Life diet? It's like they make you an addict. That's why it was the number one selling diet and workout plan. Because if you get off of it, you start farting. Your body can't handle cheese and broth. And you just start crapping all the time. It's like crack. Because it's out the crack of your ass. You keep farting.
His farts are deadly. deadly.
Oh, and then we got home, and then Andrea was over, and she's dilly dallying in the toilet like it's a pool, and then I finally get in there, and right away it came out, and so before I wipe, I take a look at it, and I wanted, where our camera is. I wanted to take a picture. No, it's like if you took a big, solid snake of a dump, and you put some kind of filter in it, like you were making a movie, some filter on the camera. That's what it was like. It was like solid, but fuzzy, like it was moss. It was all brown, but it was bigger and fuzzy, like how this is bigger than my ass, how this came out, A, and B, how it stayed together, but it's so fuzzy.
Well, your
like,
intestines
I haven't
are
farted
long.
Since, and I was farting every 5 seconds.
Maybe
I do have long intestines, I'm proud to say.
Maybe you should have just went to the bathroom and pooped. You didn't have to poop.
I didn't have to, no.
Can you believe?
No, and I've been farting for the last 2 weeks, two, 3 weeks.
Well, you've been getting off the diet more and more for 2 weeks. Right. And can you believe?
At least a week. So this was nothing new.
We're talking about this, and right after this, we're going to be effing. I don't know how we do it. I don't know how we do it. Like, to me, I'm like, thank you for opening up and sharing. I love you. By the way, this is you mentioned it's the second baby shower you went to. In the first baby shower, I got the gift. Like, we already got the gift at some point. And then on the way, we're also getting some drinks for the party. And so we find these cute little beer cans.
There's 6 ounce or 8 ounce, you know, Pony Buds, but canned version.
I think
version.
It's like 4. Oh, yeah. It's 4 ounces.
Yeah, it wasn't more than 6.
8 ounces is big, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got that 12 ounce. I got a Budweiser at today's thing. And you get a 12 ounce bottle. I'm looking at it like, what the fucking midget beer is this?
I know. And I whispered to my girlfriend. I'm like, wow, that looks so small. And then he hears me. And I'm like, that was not meant for you to hear, you fucking 40 drink. Drinking boozer. Anyway, so he puts the little tiny cans of beer inside my present so that when they open it, the kid gets a whole bunch of clothes and also beer. And his part of the card was like, start him young or something stupid like that. Like, here's to you or whatever. Anyway.
Let me apologize real quick to Stand Up New York. When we were talking shit yesterday about comedy clubs, I meant to say New York Comedy Club, and I keep getting those confused.
Me too.
New York Comedy Club is the shady, shady piece of shit. Don't come to the city and see New York Comedy Club. This must be the one I want to go to. It's shit. It's people ripping off people that have no talent, and it's shitty, shitty, shitty.
And also, the people who own that one also own the Boston Comedy Club and Gotham Comedy Club.
But people have done Gotham and Boston. It's that club specifically. Like, you know, nobody can remember all these things. Just remember New York Comedy Club.
Yeah. I can't remember where it's located. Can you?
I can. 24th and 1st. Don't go there.
All right. 24th and
1st. So we were at the beach today.
I know.
That's why Andrew was there. And today, what? It was supposed to be 80-something?
Yeah.
It was cold.
Well, we're by the ocean.
And I cannot. I like the beach.
I love
to
it.
To get in the water, and I act like a fucking retarded monkey. Oh, my God. The wave's getting me. You won't get me.
You are the gayest at the beach. Oh, and it's awesome. Like, when I first was going to the beach with you, you're a pretty decent sized man, and like sometimes you intimidate people when you walk in the room, not because of your mask, just because like your hello greeting, like before you say hello, actually, you have like a mean mug on.
I don't,
without noticing.
If like, I don't deliberately smile, my mouth is straight, as opposed to, my mouth is straight and at the corners are a little frown.
Yeah, right? So something about your natural.
Like my dad's not even used to it. We'll be driving. Like, what is it, son? What's wrong?
You do look mad sometimes
I'm
for
like,
no reason.
I'm like nothing. He's like, no, I can see. I can tell. What is it? You're my son. I can tell.
Any other
well,
person.
Well, that means you
yeah.
don't know me because you gave birth to this and
but
you saw this face
but
my whole life.
Even I get confused sometimes, like, what's wrong? Right. You just have this look about you. And we'll get back to first impressions also about you. But what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So for a guy who looks like that, we're at the beach and it's the middle of summertime. Everyone's hanging out. And you get into the waves, and you're, like, punching the waves.
I'll fight it.
You're throwing waves around.
You gotta get this wave. Stop it from attacking the beach.
Totally. Making up stories. I'm looking around like, oh, my God. No one's looking at this. No one is seeing this. It was so weird. Like, if I was a different girl, I'd be like, can you please stop it? You're totally embarrassing me. Meanwhile, I'm like, yay, we get to play with the waves. Punch the wave. Punch the wave. You can't make fun of me for shit.
I get into it.
So I was going to go back to your first impression, right? Keith's first impression is so not what you're hearing on the radio. His first impression is like, especially when I'm around, because I'm a big hogger. So, hi, nice to meet you. How's it going? Good. And that's the end that you'll hear of him. He doesn't go straight into, how are ya, fucker? You will not hear that. So when we went into this new agent, I do most of the talking, like I said before.
New clown agent.
Yeah, his new clown agent. For those who haven't heard, we're clowns for a living. There anyway, so I do all the talking. I've also been doing this clown stuff for longer, so I have a lot to say. I have, like, you know, people in common.
She knows all these people to throw into a conversation.
Exactly. So I'm just in and out.
I've been doing it for 12 years, but I don't know anybody. Right. That's interesting.
Yeah. And I kind of felt like this last agent kind of knew, which is why I think we should have told him that you did it in Pennsylvania at first. Who cares?
We didn't say we did it in New York, you know?
Right. But they're giving you a ton of work.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway... So then Andrea goes in, because it's her agent too. Andrea goes in the next day, and she tells them about your show, and they're like, what? He's so quiet. He does comedy? And they're so awkward about everything. I wish they did see your comedy show so they can fucking relax.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, hi, good to see you again. I'm like, no, you don't get it. We're all cool. We're all cool. Everybody let down your guard. Let's throw,
although,
you know.
We didn't mention this, and this I like the boss. Of this new agent, but he's a little nuts.
He's very nuts.
And you go in there, and one of the first things out of his mouth is, "I'm very cool. I'm down to earth. I'm down to earth." He always sits with his leg on the desk, and it's like, "You could talk normal. I'm down to earth."
But he's so nervous.
You ever notice that it's always the people that say they're down to earth that aren't down to earth? Never once in my life did I tell somebody I'm down to earth.
You know what though? Listen carefully when people start describing themselves. If you didn't ask someone to describe themselves, but they're describing themselves, that means they're not that, and they're trying to convince themselves. You know me.
The driver's driving me on the way. This older guy that.
We have to split the car, so when both of us need the car, this new agent
gives
Keith.
This new company will give me a driver.
I know.
How awesome is that? And then the guy tried to take advantage of me, I think, because he goes, you pay for the tolls. And I'm like, all right, I guess that's fair. And then I found out later, but I keep the receipt and I get that money back. However, he kept the receipt, so he's going to get that money that he never paid for.
Did he keep the receipt? I was asking you about
that. I assume
that.
He did. He knows.
He
has to know. He's 80. He's been working there for the last 30 years.
And he's miserable all the time.
And he's miserable, and he's like, what else do you do? And this used to happen being a waiter. That's something else I don't miss. Customers telling you what you... Ask him what you do. Like, what do you do other than this? And he asked me, what do you do other than this? And I don't want to talk. And being a waiter, too, I'd be like, nothing. This is it. This is it?
Yeah.
You just met me that night or that day. This is it? What if it was it? What if that was all I did?
That's my lifetime goal. That's all I know how to do in life.
Right. I like doing it. I like doing this, you know? Do you say...
Well, that would be retarded.
Right. It would be. But do you say to your boss, you go, that's it?
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, well, okay, I guess I do, I write and I do stand-up. Oh, I do stand-up sometimes.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I write also. But I'm real bright. I'm very smart. And if I wrote, it'd have to be for Bill Maher. I'm in that stratosphere. Mm. And he throws another, you know, carton of cigarettes in the back that he just finished. And then, but the whole ride, it's to Connecticut, say it's an hour, I don't know, maybe less. The whole ride, he just talks, here's the smart things he's telling.
Mm.
So I was over here. Oh, I banged this girl over here when I was younger. And in that smoker's cough where you hear the lung. You know that cough?
Like, yeah.
Oh, my Christ. Where you can hear it. Oh, like when you're sick sometimes and you let out a cough like it, you're like, that's a good cough.
Oh, yeah.
That
you
had meat to it.
With every cough, you could hear his life go down the
toilet.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she had money. You wouldn't. You don't know money like this girl had money. Okay, we're in Connecticut now. I banged a girl over here. Her family. Oh, the things we did. Her family had wealth. You've never heard of such wealth.
You know what, though?
Like
that
this.
Makes sense, because if I had money, the first thing I would do is bang this guy.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry, Keith, but that's my goal. And if he ever asks me if clowning is all I do, no. My goal is to get money to fuck you, sir. Because apparently that's what I need to get into your pants.
I just want to say, tell me something you got that Bill Maher might want to use.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not saying it's not interesting to talk about banging chicks. very interesting.
You know, I think this morning I was listening to Howard Stern. I think they were talking about Bill Maher and how he always hangs out with... models?
Bill Maher gets confused. And
with porn stars, rather.
Yeah, he's always with porn stars and models. Maybe he doesn't get confused. And he knows it's money because he always says he's never going to get married and monogamy's stupid.
And he also asks...
So they do have that in common.
He also acts like an asshole to anyone else who doesn't have like gigantic boobs and whatever. This girl was talking about him. I think she's a country singer. She was on Howard Stern. She was like, you know, I saw him at a bar and I'm like, oh my God, I came up to him and I said, I was on your show. Hi, how's it going? Like, I haven't seen you in a while. And he was like, uh-huh. Because he had all these like bimbos around him. Mm. And she was like, okay, fuck you. And that's a shitty response. Somebody was on your show.
I could tell like he'd be a dick. You'd think that.
Well, he is a dick. I just didn't know it was like completely an all-around dick. You know,
what's different? Telling dicks about jokes, that's different. Or being a dick on your show to get people to talk.
He just thinks he's so smart. Him and what's his face, who does commercials.
You know what I like about him though? He was just on Jay Leno. And when he's on Jay Leno, he will stare at Jay Leno like Jay Leno's a fucking idiot.
That's cool.
Like, I'm not even gonna, you know, pretend Jay, you don't know what I'm talking about, Jay Leno.
Oh, that's awesome. Jay Leno turned me off to all late night shows, and I didn't know, like, Dave Letterman.
You forgot Dave Letterman was funny.
Dave Letterman deserves a show. He deserves a show. He's funny, he's witty, he's quick, and he doesn't really suck up. He'll totally make fun of his guest if his guest is acting like a wackadoodle-doo, what's her face?
Farrah Fawcett, April
25th. Yeah. Are you sure it's the 25th? Yeah. I feel like you keep changing it. 24th, 25th.
No, 25th.
Okay. So now, what do we have in store today?
We were saying we're at the beach, and it's too fucking cold. You know what? There's always, no matter how smart you are, even if you're my driver,
like
there's somebody out there smarter than you. No matter how strong you are, somebody out there is stronger than you. No matter how crazy you are, and if you insist on going in the fucking ocean and it's freezing, then there's somebody even crazier than you that'll go in there when it's colder. The point is, nobody was in the water. Not one person on that whole fucking New York City beach. Not one. Long Island, not one person.
I know, you dipped your toe and was like,
oh,
no
fuck no
way.
I'm like, fuck no. And I don't get the beach other than that. I don't get suntanning.
Yeah.
For what? You gotta walk through all that sand, then you gotta pee. It's too cold to pee in the water, so you gotta walk all the way back to the bathroom.
Yeah, I do have to say I got bored of it pretty quick, but I want color.
But why at the beach?
I don't know.
So
I guess
maybe
I thought,
you can step on a syringe?
I thought maybe we could get in the water. I forgot that it would be so damn cold.
I knew.
And you always, you know, we go in the summertime and it's freaking freezing there too.
It's always,
and you make me go in the water and somehow I'm in the water, so I thought that would happen today.
No.
Because you don't like to sit. You don't let me sit at all.
And I don't get to... Oh, and then Andrea, bless her, said she had... Did she say she... I thought she said she had food. I heard sandwiches.
Did you hear sandwiches?
Yeah, but she just started the diet that we're doing. Apples and grapes. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't offer her apples and grapes. That's nice. But I was like, all right, where are the sandwiches?
That's not fair. A, she didn't say sandwiches.
Right. I'm just saying that's what I heard.
She is so cute about her car. She has her water, the guest water, right, who's sitting in the front. She now has water for the person sitting in the back. Like, everyone has their own water. She makes sure they have water. Then she brought a bag that keeps things cool so that our food remains cool. It's so cute. She actually had bars.
I'm not saying nothing bad about her. I'm saying
no,
I was
I'm just
waiting
saying
for
how
a sandwich.
Cute that is. Well, you made up the sandwich in your head.
And I was like, oh, I bet it's turkey and lettuce and
you're making up all the
bread.
Toppings. Good.
Yeah. She had tomato, but she cut it just a little thicker. Oh, so good. And somehow the tomatoes didn't squirt out the sides.
Cuckoo. Anyway, speaking of whole wheat, you mentioned whole wheat bread. I just have like three things that I heard. I think I heard more, but I can't remember them. Anyway, on TV about it, they were talking about diabetes, but really it so seemed like the low carb diet thing.
Right.
And they were just kind of
helping put Wonder Bread 6 feet under
out of the business. Okay, so apparently everyone knows that whole wheat is better than white. And on any diet, if you're going to eat bread, you have to eat like whole grain, whole wheat, that kind of stuff.
Right.
If you go to the supermarket, you see that there's wheat bread.
There's wheat, and I would think wheat is the same.
And it's not the same. Here's the difference.
What?
Wheat bread is actually white bread that's just made to look like whole wheat.
That
so if
crazy.
You're eating wheat bread...
There's no FDA law against
isn't
that.
Isn't that weird? If you're eating wheat bread... it's got no better nutritional value than white bread. You actually have to see the whole wheat or the whole grain on the package. Next thing is potatoes. If you boil the potatoes instead of baking it, it actually allows you to digest it faster, and your blood sugar doesn't go as high. So the carbs are a little. The whole point of like a low carb diet is that your blood sugar doesn't fluctuate so high all of a sudden, and that's what sugar does to you, and that's what carbs do to you. So if you boil the potato, this is such a like a
bread and potatoes aren't so tasty for them being filled with sugar.
This is more of a carb thing. I think that's a difference of sugar. But anyway, so boiling the potato is much better than baking. Another thing is when you're cooking pasta, if you eat it al dente, it's better than cooking it all the way. That your body responds is better to al dente.
See, and there's all these shit like this. There's all these shows like this that nobody, this fat America, you almost don't blame them. You're like, well, then what the fuck?
You know what, though?
There's all these fucking rules. And who taught you this? Probably a fat person?
I didn't want to tell you that, but yeah.
See?
But she wasn't disguising it as fat or not fat. She was disguising it as diabetes. This is diabetic advice, not weight advice.
Okay, why does she have diabetes?
I don't know if she has diabetes. I think she's just like Miss Diabetes Preventive
From her other lesson, if you're going to eat one cookie, eat 50 cookies to cancel out the other cookies.
Okay.
Vanilla ice cream cancels out chocolate cake.
No, but she was talking about everything that was on our Body for Life diet. She's like, extra virgin olive oil is much better than other oils, but that doesn't mean that you get to have a ton of it. Everything in moderation, that kind of stuff. Of course. I'm looking at her and I'm like, fat.
Right. Everybody, it's always the fat people that have all the fucking answers.
The thing is, though, everybody knows what the goddamn answer is. You exercise and you don't eat like a fat fuck.
My point is, it's always the fat people that want to share it.
Right. Well, the thing is if you've been struggling all your life with your weight, you've probably looked into several diets, which give you a lot of information. Right. So you know a lot of information. The person who eats as much as they want and stays skinny and stays whatever, they're not going to know what's in a Big Mac. They don't give a shit what's in a Big Mac. The person who gains weight from every goddamn thing wants to understand what's making them gain so much weight. Right. So that's why they have all the information. Next topic, please. Anyone else have questions? I'm on a roll.
We'll get that phone in that we promised. We still can't hear sound on our computer. But we'll make calls.
Not while
it'll
we're
be
taping.
With ourselves. No, yeah. Right. So right before we go to the beach, I stop into the great store of
Target.
That is a good store. It's like Walmart. I have no problem with any of these. I don't care what if the government's really doing something weird to us. I don't care. These are stores.
Wait, why?
I don't know. What? I don't know, and I never paid attention. There was a South Park episode about Walmart. I didn't even pay attention to it. Walmart is good, and Target is good. That doesn't make sense to us because we're not political, but...
Thank you, ignoramus.
There's a movement
you're
out there.
You're completely talking out of your ass right now.
Anyways,
and there could be something that you don't even know,
don't
and you're
care.
Just taking a side.
Please. I don't care if the suntan lotion we bought was made out of babies.
Oh, stop.
It was a good deal. So we're at... We're at Target, and I get I go to get
the
lotion.
The Holy Land, apparently.
And I pass these books for a dollar. Richard Lewis's The Other Great Depression is there for a dollar. This $24 book that he was on all the talk shows less than 3 years ago promoting for a dollar.
But everybody's book gets to a dollar, no?
I know it does. It does, but you know, John Stewart's isn't yet. And that's a crappy little. It's funny, but it's a crappy 20-page book that you paid $20 for.
20-page book? What?
You know those little thin books. I can pull them all out now, but John Petrie has them.
Oh God!
Asshole, you're dead. Use that in court when you're dead.
Stop it.
So anyway, but this book isn't his stand-up. It's about him. It's called The Other Great Depression. And you know, you see him do... Do you know him? You know him, right?
Yeah.
You see him do stand-up, and he's a mess. And he talks way too fast. But if you could pay attention to him, I think he's very funny.
He was on Curb Your Enthusiasm also.
Yeah. And you can tell himself. He's a mess. Right. He's not an actor, but it's funny. Mm. And...
I bet all the stuff that
But
he
all his
did
jokes are
improv.
Funny. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, well, why don't you calm down, you know, so people can hear you. But I guess, you know, it all wouldn't go together, right?
Yeah.
Right. So this book is about his addictions, mostly alcoholism.
You'd figure people would be interested in that.
And I'm more interested in that than your jokes that, you know, I'll see on TV. I'm into like page 16 of this because you girls were yapping about girl shit up in the front of the car. It's just like feel good stuff. Like now I can live with myself and the things that I didn't do, you know, and a joke here and there, but not forced. So it's not too funny. But It's just, I mean, it's a thick book, and that's what I like. And maybe it says, like, you know, this book
Why
is real
like
honest. Maybe
he'll get book. To some.
I like that it's not his stand-up jokes.
Oh,
all
okay.
these books are stand-up jokes. Every fucking one. I said this before. The great Chris Rock. Rock this. It's a stand-up.
Is it? Well, Chris Rock thing. Everything he does is a stand-up. The movies are his
no.
Stand-up.
It's his stand. Right. That guy's got
everything,
balls.
Yeah.
That guy's got balls. What's that movie?
Where he's running for president.
No,
he's using the line on the girl that he does. The line on the girl to
no,
get.
No, that's not where he's running for president.
That is.
That's.
Oh no, that's
where
he's
he dies.
The white guy. He's
he
the
dies
white guy.
And comes back. Heaven Can Wait.
Right.
Is that what it was called though?
Something.
But
I don't know.
It's based on Heaven Can Wait, and yeah, and he's a stand-up comic.
Yeah, but that's no. But besides that, if he was a stand-up comic using his things, that's like Eminem. He was using his music in his thing. He's a rapper. Okay, he's a rapper in there because you're taking people who can't act.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about Eminem? The only thing he used. He didn't use anything. That
stuff.
Song was in the background.
Right.
You know, his raps weren't, you know, now your turn for the rap battle. Okay, I don't know. Let me take bits. I'm going to kill you.
Right. Well, the thing is Chris was like.
So Chris Rock's doing his same jokes in this movie. Like, he's the up and coming comic.
No, but as like, a, no, but also
my,
as a character.
I was so poor, my roaches couldn't eat. Boo. I like black people, but I hate a nigger. Yay! You figured it out in an hour and a half how to tell jokes.
But not only that, I'm saying it goes beyond that, where he was taking out that mm-hmm. girl, that mm-hmm. only black girl in every goddamn black mm-hmm. movie. So he was taking her out, and at the end of the night, he said that...
about kissing.
Yeah, he said, you ever notice that the first kiss is always in the middle of a sentence? He does that in his stand-up
yeah.
routine.
Yeah.
So he's now saying his stand-up as his character, not on stage.
That won an award for fastest movie ever written.
No, it didn't stop that. Oh. I'm such an idiot. I'm so slow sometimes.
So during the dinner today, the one of the calls was real.
How fun was
not
dinner
a fun,
today?
It was a lot of fun. And she was so nice to pay for everybody.
I know.
We all get to eat what we want to eat and drink what we want to drink.
And she just paid.
You ever been to a party and you have to pay so much money, but they picked out the food for you, and we're on like some diet and it's all pasta. So anyway, you got to and whatever, and they pay for us. And how nice is that? We got a ticket for $65 on our car.
Yeah, we're so mad. I know. And we had such a great night. We had a great day in general. Right. And then at the end of the night, you get a $65 ticket. Also,
I don't know who it is, but it's somebody saying, you know, you can put a quarter into some comic. You can put a quarter in the stop at. How's that fair? That's like a 1,700% increase.
That's old.
Is it?
Yeah, that's old.
So it's like 2 years ago.
Then that's old. I'm sure there's still meters here and there like that. The thing that used to happen is you would fill up your quarters, and remember when you had to turn the knob to get the thing to go?
Yeah.
So the knob would turn. So what you would do is put an extra knob. Before the meter maid can give you a ticket, they would have to turn the knob. So if there's a quarter in there and they turn the knob, you now have time, and that saves you some time.
That's you know what? That's not what he was
that's
talking
old.
About.
That's old school.
But that's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
But
it would be completely legal. And people would just put the extra quarter in if the meter maid comes around.
That's what those people were doing that would go and feel bad for people? They'd put that quarter in for them?
No. Let's say you're parked.
Right.
You put the quarter
in. No, I get what you're saying.
So you put an extra quarter in so
you
when the meter comes.
There, right.
You just leave it there when the meter comes.
They
meter
should
maid
stop
comes.
That, yeah. But anyway, this comic was saying, you know, you didn't put a quarter in, so now you get a $100 fine. That's a 1,700% increase. And then they make the ticket bright orange. You can't even enjoy your walk to the car.
It's true. You're seeing it. And I saw you walk faster. And by the way, in San Francisco, I heard about this. In San Francisco, there's never parking. And the meter maid is right up your ass. So I heard there was this clown that, I don't know if it was in San Francisco or somewhere in California. There was this clown, an actual clown, literally. And the whole neighborhood knew him, and he would walk up and down the street and put quarters in expired meters. And, like, the town hated him, like, the government hated
right.
him. But
I think every town has that. New York had it.
I think
at least
they passed
three times
the law.
Since I've been here. Yeah, they passed the law here.
That you can't do it.
Yeah.
How funny is that?
And it's always somebody, they get caught, too, because they got to wear weird outfits. In New York, the guy was wearing a fairy outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Okay, then I wanted to ask you this about it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised still when we have fun when we go out to these gay things? Because when you hear baby shower, I'm surprised that you said okay to it because I was ready to let you off on it. But you, so,
well, first of all, I can't tell what I'm going to be let off on.
Right, but you always seem to have fun, right? And are you still surprised that you're having fun in these weird things that I bring you to?
No, this was Crystal's thing.
And she's
the
cool
person that we talked about. You would call her on everything, like how to spell something. So just ask her because she went to college.
It's not because she went to college, because she's just brilliant.
Yeah, she is brilliant.
She is.
I know things too.
I know you know things, baby.
Thank you. So, but I knew she was cool. I didn't really know her friends ahead of time.
You just assume because she's cool.
So I would assume she's cool, but then I'm like, what if I don't know them? Then it's just the fucking three of us talking when we can talk, but she has to make the rounds. You know what I mean? But yeah, all her friends were cool. I guess when it first started, I wasn't surprised. I don't know. I didn't really think about it. I knew it'd be fun, I guess. But still in my head, I was like, I'm going to be the only dude.
Really?
With these fucking clothes. I thought, yeah. I mean, how many dudes were there? Three, counting her husband?
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's because they happen to not have mates.
I'm just saying, it doesn't matter what happens to happen. There's no guys.
Well, the men were invited. It's just people don't have boyfriends or husbands.
I don't care who's invited, though. You know? Well, that's not the point.
I guess, but you didn't feel like you were the only guy with the only guy opinion, right?
Oh, but it worked out cool. No.
It wasn't like, oh my God, what am I doing in this hen house?
Right.
Okay. Right. And that's recorded and taped good. Okay, what are you doing now?
Well, one of the calls, the call that was real.
That wasn't a fart.
That wasn't a fart. Was Charlie. And today's Charlie's birthday.
And you didn't even know that.
I didn't know that.
So you're calling Charlie. In case people don't know, Charlie has been on a show a couple of times. One is you have to hear Marriage and Hookers. That'll introduce you very nicely to Charlie, who's miserable in his life. Let me get the phone. Oh, we're doing it on a cell phone because we still didn't figure out our other phone. So, unfortunately, it has to be like that. But I think it sounds pretty good. This Charlie, he probably got too drunk. He's not even going to pick up the phone now. And he wants to be on, right?
Yeah, he's like, I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio all the time. And some girl was over there. She's like, put me on. I'll sing a song. I know how to sing. I'm real good.
That should be fun. Oh, man. I hope he picks up.
He ruined our whole show.
We had this plan, damn it. How many times does his phone ring?
Oh. Hi, you reached Charlie and Hilda. Just so you know, Elizabeth, please leave us a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh, and his kid's names.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Hey, it's Keith. Can you put Elizabeth on?
Tanda!
Tanda!
That's the other one, actually. All right, Charlie, you ruined our fucking show. Thanks a lot. Another thing you ruined in your life. Congratulations. Happy birthday to you. We're so glad you were born. Now we got nothing to talk about.
I don't think Crystal wants to come on the show.
But you know what? She's pregnant. She's going to give birth in 6 weeks. I think.
No, we said we're going to have a contest. Him to think of the questions, and me and Crystal battle, and we see who's smarter. I don't know. I don't care. For what? Because you're pregnant?
I got the questions right here.
Because you're due anytime now?
Do you want the questions?
Yes.
I got the questions right here.
Yes, let's do this.
All right. One second, I gotta... Here they are.
Let's see, Crystal. And Crystal listens, right? She said she listens?
I don't know if she's caught up, but she definitely listens. She said in her office she has to hide under the desk because she's laughing so much.
It is that good. Sometimes I hide under the desk. That's why my voice goes in and out.
Ready?
Yes. Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, I didn't set up the answers to this yet. I don't know the answers to a lot of this.
Go ahead. That should make it more fun.
No, wait. I took it out of your magazine.
Get the fuck out. And she was so proud of herself. Did I read that already? What if I didn't read it? Did I jerk off to those pages yet?
I don't know.
She took it out of a Maxim. Some questions. Oh my God, what's that segment called?
No, it's FHM. It's called How Stupid Are You or something.
And she was so proud, like, I found the questions. I have these questions about this, questions about pop culture, questions about politics.
I didn't say that. I didn't get into it.
You said I have all kinds of questions. No. I did it, and you acted how proud you are.
I said they're general.
You stole it from a magazine.
I said they're general questions, and also I think that you should have found it interesting that I didn't have questions, and then all of a sudden I have questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. George Washington was the first president of the United States. Who was the first vice president? Was it Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, James Madison, Andrew Hamilton?
D. What's the question? B.
Who was the first vice president?
Of course.
Who was B?
B. Bring me The second one you said.
Who was it?
I don't know.
John Adams, which makes sense because he was the second president of the United States.
That's right.
Okay.
So that's half point?
No. You know how we sent troops to Afghanistan? Well.
Yes.
That country has two official languages. Can you name either one of them?
Afghani.
No.
Devil.
There's no way you'd get this.
Okay. Farsi.
No. Wait. No. How about if you get to use the computer really quick? This is boring, though. Okay, let's just go through it real quick.
Okay.
Which state is Nebraska? Is it?
The Cornhusker state.
Oh, you have to point it out, actually, on that one.
Okay, forget it. This is dumb.
Okay, what's the capital of Canada?
Pussyville.
What's the capital of Canada? Is it Montreal, Quebec?
Ottawa.
Ottawa. Ottawa is correct. I'm sorry.
Give me another one.
Okay. Well, these are fractions. Who
I can
was
do fractions?
Who was the U.S. president in World War One?
I don't know.
Woodrow Wilson.
Okay. World War Two was FDR.
All right.
Who took too long to get?
Oh, this you might know. I don't know. I just saw Charlie. You know Charlie Chaplin, the greatest comic actor of all time.
Oh, he's so good. Oh, he fell down.
Name just one of his movies. You got
Benny and June.
Oh, stop it.
Something about a train?
His best film, The Kid, The Circus, City Lights, Modern Times, Easy Street, Limelight.
Yeah, yes.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't see how amazing he is.
He's not amazing.
Anyway, those are my stupid questions.
Give me one more.
Who wrote War and Peace?
Name three people.
I don't know. You know I'm bad at making this up.
I don't know.
It's Leo Tolstoy.
It's too big.
I'm going to call Crystal up tomorrow and see how many she knows. Let's call her up right the fuck now. No, she's probably sleeping. She goes to sleep early.
I'm pregnant. I have to sleep early.
Oh my God, that's what we should have done. We should have called her. Do you want one more? Albert Einstein famously formulated this equation.
E equals MC squared.
Yeah, we know that.
All right.
Name, I can't even read. Name what just one of those letters stands for.
E is for energy.
Mm-hmm.
M is for... First, the equal sign is for equals, as in same as. M is for molecules.
Mass.
Mass. No, don't say. Mass. And there's a C?
Yeah.
It's not calm, right? That one makes sense. Energy equals mass times...
All right, this is boring. The speed of light.
That doesn't make sense.
Let's give one to our listeners. Should we give one to our listeners?
Yeah, and then we'll wait and see them answer.
Which historic U.S. document starts with "We the"? Oh no, that's stupid.
The Declaration of Independence. See, we're gonna see who's smarter, me or the listener.
It's actually the Constitution.
I knew it couldn't be that easy. But you know what? If you listen to that and you go, "Oh, I didn't think it was that," and then you went, "Damn it, I didn't know," and then you went, "I knew it was the Constitution," you still lost for second guessing yourself.
Let's give this just to the listeners, okay?
Okay.
Mount Everest straddles two countries. Name one. But they could look it up on their computers.
Europe and Asia. Are those countries?
No, those are continents. Oh, no. Oh, no. Let's stop right there. You can try calling Charlie again so you could feel smart. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. That's Opie and Anthony. Hi, Opie and Anthony. We hope you're listening to this.
You are the gayest.
I'm so gay.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you very much.
Oh my God.
We wanted to say hi to Charlie.
Yes, this is Raquel. Can I help you?
Yes. How are you, Raquel? Are you
right? I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm feeling nice, but I'm okay otherwise.
All right. That's cool. Are you the one that's a singer?
I'm not a singer, but I can dance.
But you can dance. Could you dance for our radio show?
Can I dance for our radio show?
Yeah. Give me a quick dance.
I do private dances.
Oh, like dirty dancing?
Who? How are you? How do you know Charlie?
He's been on his lap. Private dances.
Hello? Hey, Charlie, how's it going?
Who's going to do private dances?
I think you got mistaken here.
That's what's his name, Jose.
Jose. Hey, Jose.
My wife.
Oh, that was your wife, Jose?
That's my wife right there.
She do private dances?
Nah, she don't.
Just for my husband, only for my husband, private dancer.
Ah, yeah, right now that he's there. Hey,
it's always been like that for the last 6 years. I only dance for my baby.
Aww. Hey, put Fat Charlie on. We want to wish him happy birthday.
Fat Charlie? That nigga got nothing but skin and bones on him.
You know that.
And a beer belly.
And a beer belly.
Don't get me started about that pig.
Alright, I'll put Fat Charlie on for you.
He's the fattest.
Hey, Fat Charlie, get on the phone.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
This is Neighborhood Charlie's. How you doing?
Neighborhood Charlie's?
Yeah, I'm going to put him on the phone in a second. Look, Charlie's doing good, man. Forget what they say, you know, about the fat belly and everything. Charlie, right. You know, he's maintaining.
Are you his boyfriend?
Well. So I'm going to put him on the phone right now.
Okay.
I'm sure he's eager to speak to you.
Thanks, man.
Oh, but, the word eager.
Here he is.
He has an agent. Charlie has an agent now ever since our show.
That's right.
Yo.
What's up?
Happy birthday.
Hey, I'm drunk over here, man. It's a party.
Wait, hurry. We're ready to sing an end.
Tell him to shut up in the background. Tell him to shut up. We're doing a radio show.
You don't have to yell.
Oh, sorry, folks.
Wait, he didn't start yet. He didn't start. Hello? Hello?
Oh, tell everybody to shut up. Tell them to shut up.
Yeah, no, I can't.
You can tell him. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
It's my 27th birthday, man.
No.
How old are you now? I'm like 38, right?
31, you fat fuck.
He's 27?
Yeah, I'm 51.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is your wife at the party?
Is your wife over there?
That was a baby shower.
Shut up. Is your wife over there?
No.
Oh, did you invite her?
She's upstairs.
Oh, so you can't get any hookers today?
I'll tell you later.
Did you guys have a fight?
Did we have a what?
A fight.
Hello?
Did you have a fight?
You got a really bad signal, man.
You bitch.
Nah, fuck this. Charlie's the ruiner of all shows. So he's in his house, right? Because if she's upstairs, like, sleeping, whatever he said.
No, I think there was some kind of fight, because he's like, I'll tell you later.
Oh, he said, I'll tell you later. Yeah, but it sounds like he's at home, right?
Yes.
So where are the kids? Oh, he's calling you again. That's the sound of the vibration of the phone calling. Well, let's give it one last try.
Who's calling?
Move it away from the phone.
All right, Batman. Sounds a little better now.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You had a really bad fucking connection a minute ago.
Okay, so what happened? What happened with you and your wife?
I'll tell you in a minute. She's all right. She's upstairs. She's cool.
Did she have a little...
What are you doing?
Just calling you, seeing what you got to contribute to the show. Any birthday stories?
Oh, I'm on the show right now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. You're on the show.
Don't tell me I'm on the fucking show, man. Don't put me on the show before... You got to tell me first, man.
Okay, hold on a second.
All right, I'm sorry, man, but she's dead, man. I didn't mean to kill her, man, but she's like squirming in the bed, and I can't do nothing about it.
Oh, no. Let me call you back. You'll be on the show then, okay?
Wait, you want me to say that on the show?
Yeah, it'll be... Yeah.
For me if I say that she's dead and she's not.
Right. Nobody will really know.
Tell him he's on the show.
You're on the show, jerk off.
I'm on the show, all right.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry that she's, like, dead, but...
That's cool.
Is that what you wanted for your birthday?
You want me on my birthday, man. I'm sure, you know, it's 420.
Did you get blown yet today?
Did you get a blowjob today?
Huh?
I heard your buddy Jose's wife gives private dances.
No, I mean, I got a blowjob from my wife, and then I killed her.
Sorry.
Like,
all right, sorry. If you're not going to take this serious, Charlie, please. All right. Put the singer on the phone.
Huh?
Who sings a song?
The phone?
The singer. Somebody said she sings. She was just singing Happy Birthday.
Yeah, she sings. You want her on the phone?
Yeah, tell her she could come on our radio show, but she has to sing a song that isn't Happy Birthday, and she has to take it serious.
All right, where is she? Where's Gail?
I think that...
Gail!
Yeah, he's pretty loud. You don't have to move the phone.
He said she knows how to sing. He wants her to sing a song for real, and it can't be Happy Birthday, and he's trying to sing it for real, and it's going to be on the show.
It's going to be Amazing Grace.
That's good.
It's going to be Amazing Grace.
That's a good one.
She's coming right now. Am I on the line right now?
Yes.
Keith.
Yes.
She's warming up.
I'm here, pig.
Am I on the show?
Yes.
All right, we're on the show. But I mean, since my wife is dead and everything, you know, we could just
right. We won't mention that.
We'll sing something according to her death, and I guess before I go to jail and
he loves
to Virginia.
He loves to really wish she was dead.
He loves time.
They all want to sing, man.
Okay, great.
No, just her. Just her, and we don't tell her we don't have all day. A lot of important agents are going to listen to this.
All right. He said he only needs one person because a lot of foreign agents are going to listen to this, so it's only going to be you. All right, I'm going to put her on right now. You ready to sing a good song,
Ryan? I got to think of something. What do you want?
Wait, you got to do it now because there's not much radio time.
Charlie just got to, just got down there wherever he is. How did he make so many friends?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go.
Go, he's ready now. He's just singing.
This is your chance. This is your chance.
This is your big break.
Hi.
No, hello?
How are you?
Just get to it, bitch.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jill.
Okay, are you the singer or somebody else?
I'm Georgina. How are you?
Oh, great, great. Thanks for asking. Are you going to sing? Are you going to sing Amazing Grace? You're on the air right now, and we're trying to find the next singer.
I don't know. What do I sing? I don't know Amazing Grace all the way.
Oh, then,
Sing grace,
oh my God.
How sweet thou art, that saved a wretch like me.
Nice.
Ask her about lessons. Cut her off. That's fine.
That's good. Okay, that's good. Very good. Have you ever taken singing lessons?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I couldn't understand you.
Right. Have you taken singing lessons?
No, I never have.
That's natural.
I don't know because, you know, I don't know if this is good enough. Is this good enough?
Yeah, keep going.
Ask her what she looks like, though. Don't let her keep going.
You already said that part. You said that part. Good job.
That's good. We want to know.
I don't know. Is that good enough?
Well, we need to know what you look like, please.
You need to know what I look like?
Yes, that's important in the process.
Well, I can tell you I'm African American.
Okay.
One strike.
Were you born in Africa?
I have no idea. I'll do whatever you want me to do.
We want you to say you're from Africa.
Were you born in Africa?
I have so many people talking to me, so I need to get in a space where I'm just listening.
We don't have.
Listen to me. When you make it big, a lot of people are going to talk to you at the same time. We need to know if you can handle it. So
I've gotten away from them, so I'm going to just listen to you.
This is the important thing, okay? Pay close attention to us. What do you look like?
Well, I'm African American.
What makes you? Time out. Hold on. What makes you African American?
Well, because my parents are black.
No,
I know that my mom is black and my dad is black.
Were they born in Africa?
Well, you know, I have not traced that heritage, so I don't know if.
My mom is black and my dad is black,
so that makes me African American.
Oh, okay, that's safe. Okay, now, do you mind marketing yourself as someone who was born in Africa?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was born here. I was born in the United States.
No. We need somebody that was born in Africa. Just can say we say you that you were born in Africa for marketing purposes?
And that you used
to
eat
worms. I was not. I can tell you that I was born in Richmond, Virginia.
Man.
So we need a sob story.
My mom is black and my dad is black.
Can you say you were poor?
I'm a descendant of an African tribe.
We need you to shut the fuck up.
Okay, that's quite interesting. That's quite interesting. Did anyone beat you as a child?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Were you abused as a child?
No, I was not.
Okay.
Do you mind saying you were?
Would you mind if we were to market you, would you mind during interview saying that you were abused as a child?
Oh, yes, I wouldn't mind that because I can't tell you something that I was not.
But you said you're a singer.
I cannot say that I was something that I was not.
You said you're a singer.
Because I was not abused as a child.
I
had a very good childhood.
I think that you don't understand this business is the issue. Do you think that Christina Aguilera was actually molested by her dad as a child?
I have no idea about Christina.
That's the
Aguilera.
Thing. You don't know about Christina Aguilera. She could tell you whatever she wants. That's how we want to do. We need somebody who's willing to say everything that we want them to say. Now, we're willing to tell people.
I can't do that because I can't say that I don't know anything about Christina Aguilera. I only know about myself, and I can't say that she was abused as a child.
Listen.
For $200,000.
Okay. We're willing to say that you're a singer if you're willing to say all this stuff about us. And for $200,000, right up front in the deal, are you willing to say all this stuff?
I can't do that. Because it would be a lie.
How about a $500,000 deal? We sign you today. You could sing Amazing Grace in every single state in America.
I could sing Amazing Grace for you, but I can't say according to your terms.
Do you?
But I could sing Amazing Grace.
You hang out with Charlie on a regular basis?
Pardon?
You hang out with Charlie on a regular basis?
Well, I know Charlie, and I know him on a regular basis.
Charlie's a sinner.
I see him every day.
Would you consider... This is important, please.
But I can't say that I know...
We appreciate that. We're just looking for a new angle.
I'm not going to lie to your...
Oh, my fucking God.
I'm not going to do that.
Do you know that Charlie's a sinner? He's a sinner.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
We're going to market you as Christian.
Do you know that Charlie's a sinner?
Well, Charlie may be a sinner, but what I know is Charlie is, I know him as a good person. I don't see him as a sinner.
He fucks hookers. he does coke and fucks hookers.
I don't
hookers.
Know what his relationship is with the wife.
That's okay.
Okay, you know what?
He's a God-fearing man.
Quiet now.
You know, I can't judge him.
Okay, you know what? Actually, we really...
Because if you judge a person,
by what they do...
Jesus.
I can't do that.
You know what? We like your philosophies. We really like your philosophies. And I think that we found ourselves a new angle. Would you be willing to not only sing, but to also preach at the end of every show?
Well, you know what I think? I do believe in God, and I do believe in Jesus. And I do believe in the Holy
Spirit. What time
Spirit.
Is it?
50.
And I do believe that there is someone who is and was and is to come.
Let me ask you this. It's 10:40 on a weeknight. What the hell are you doing at a party?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's 10:40 on a weeknight. What are you doing at a party? Are you sinning?
Well, I would think so. if I'm not in my right mind, if I've drank.
All right, that's funny. Are you currently fornicating with anyone?
No, because I'm married. So there is no fornication.
Did you fornicate before you got married?
Oh, of course I did, because I didn't know any better.
Oh, my God.
But once I got into church, and once I knew that fornication is a sin.
Who turned your life around? Did you have a God moment?
Yes, I did.
You knew it.
I found out that God, but you know what? The thing about it is that if you're a prostitute or if you are a sinner in any form or fashion, that you're no better than anybody else. Sin is sin. God doesn't put sin in any form or any type of
You're right. Were you a hooker before this?
Oh, no.
No? What was your biggest... They love talking to these God people.
Love talking.
Look, she can keep on going. Nobody's listening to her.
You know, but I'm no better than a hooker that walks the street.
What were you?
What was...
Let me tell you that anybody that lives
God.
At some point in time...
Jesus.
Want,
no
they
pun.
Want, want,
happy birthday, Charlie.
Seriously.
They want to get off their back.
This is what Charlie has to listen to. Listen, what was your biggest sin, if you don't mind us asking? What was your biggest thing that you had to overcome in order to become one of these enlightened people?
Well, I think that the biggest thing that I had to overcome was the fact that I did fornicate and the fact that I did face the fact of fornication.
Fornication was your biggest sin?
That's my biggest sin.
Did you take drugs?
No, I've never done drugs.
Jesus,
holy boring.
Yawn.
Boring.
Yeah, I may be boring.
You're not winning nothing.
She's totally drunk, talking about the Lord and how she got better and how she doesn't fornicate anymore. But really, it's just because she's married. She probably does it every which hole possible. But she found God.
That's what she was doing wrong. Conveniently, what she was doing wrong, she doesn't have to do anymore because she is married.
Right. What a boring sinner. I'm like, are you sinning right God now? I am drunk.
Do you think, right, do you think God has time for that? You know what I mean? It's like, hey, God, can you save me? From what?
From fornication?
From fucking? Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, thanks, Charlie.
All right, Charlie. Anyway, what I meant to say was happy birthday.
Yo, who kid, man? Yo, drop this shit, man. I gotta go, man. Let's hurry up. Let's go, man.
Conflict, 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 con